Brett Bielema's move to leave Wisconsin and take over the Razorback program was certainly a surprise here in SEC country. No one had Bielema on the Razorbacks' radar, but he lands there and he's going to see a whole new slew of problems that he's not used to at Wisconsin in the Big Ten. First, SEC defenses, SEC speed. You hear about it, he'll see it firsthand and up close. Each and every weekend in the SEC, he'll take on LSU and Alabama every year. And those two defenses are two of the best in the country year in and year out. And those are two defenses he'll have to solve just to finish in the top three in his division. You just can't underestimate the speed and strength in the SEC, no doubt about that. Also, a difference between the SEC and the Big Ten, the way recruiting goes down. Bielema learned this firsthand when Urban Meyer took over at Ohio State. It wasn't long before he and Meyer were trading not-so-subtle shots about Meyer's recruiting tactics. Bottom line is, Meyer comes from the SEC, a win-at-all-cost conference where coaches go out and do whatever it takes, sometimes too much, as we've seen in the past, to land recruits. And it's a highly competitive area and a highly competitive conference on the recruiting trail, much different than the tactics and almost a gentleman's agreement that you see in the Big Ten. But Bielema is a young coach, highly thought of, energetic, and certainly, I think, will have an opportunity to do big things at Arkansas, where he'll have a lot of resources. They have a lot of money there, that Walmart money in Fayetteville. They have tradition, and you can win. We saw Bobby Petrino do big things there before he self-destructed, and the Razorback program has really run into the biggest issue of facing LSU, Alabama, and Auburn, three teams that have won national championships in the past 3 years in that division. So the competition will go up, the speed of the defenses and strength of the defenses and league will go up, and the recruiting challenges will go up, but his paycheck will go up too. So all works out well for the former Wisconsin coach.